Hit it.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, it is. This is the 5 vs. 5 podcast. A-A-A-A-A-S-B-5-V-S-B-I-E.
Yep.
Hey, it's the 5 vs. 5 podcast. This is episode 100. If you're expecting something special, boy, have we got a treat for you.
Strap onto it, ladies and gentlemen.
Every day's special here at Spy vs. Spy Podcast.
Yeah, what you think?
Yeah. It's not good enough for you? You want something more? God. Oh, we ain't got none more to give.
That's right.
Since 2006.
We're already given, I'd say, close to 60%. But, you know, each. So that's...
Yeah.
It's well over your USRDA,
man. It's true.
Do you guys have RDAs?
No, I don't know what that means. Like, research and development.
No, on the backs of foods, there's like the United States something recommended daily allowances.
Oh, like the nutrition info?
Yeah.
We have that. I don't know what it's called. But
I wonder if it's the same amounts. Like, I wonder if, like, you guys are required to have more riboflavin than us.
Well,
like,
that's interesting, yeah. Like, 30% of your daily recommended vitamin C dosage, but in Canada, we're like, well, it's pretty cold up here. You probably want more vitamin C.
Oh, yeah.
So, this is only 20%.
Or I wonder if, like, you know, fascist nations would, like, gear their RDAs to, like... You know, make you extra violent. I don't know.
Oh, maybe. we have that, but we call it RDA. Get it?
I think so.
All right.
Oh, yeah, because you guys, that's the little tagline that you guys used to use.
Yeah, that's how we end the show in Canada.
Oh, that's right. We had this is a different commercial.
What is there? Are you saying words or what?
I don't know. My tongue seems...
Substrate?
My tongue's all swollen up for some reason.
Oh, I see.
You know what is swollen up is my knee.
You've been injecting it with silicone, haven't you?
Yeah. To impress the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's just saline now. I'm not going to take that permanent step in silicone.
All right. Yeah. So,
saline eventually absorbs.
What were you saying?
Oh, boy. What was I saying? That was fast.
Yep. How was the big Victoria Day weekend for you?
Wait a second.
It was funny, we did a show yesterday. It was like, yeah. It's weekend, but we did it. And I was like, oh, that's weird.
Right. Maybe that's what, because, you know, something was amiss yesterday.
It was definitely not a hit.
No. No, it was, there was grouchisms involved.
We pulled some X's out of the Bob Barker sack there.
Oh, I know, that's the worst. What's wrong?
Mm-hmm. Cat.
Cat? Where?
In the hat, asshole.
On your head? Yeah. Did she hit you? Were you trying to peel her? Yeah. You're okay. Just don't peel the cat, okay? Oh. Please don't peel the cat. You're gonna peel the cat? No? You can't have the it's talking show time. Spy Spy talking show number 100, sort of.
Yeah, aren't we really at like 105 by this point?
Yeah, totally. So if you really want to hear the 100th episode spectacular, go back to show 95. Was I on that one?
I don't know. It might have been good. That might have been a good one. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't really worry about that too much. We just press onward.
That's right. That's all we can do is just...
press on nails. Philip Lee, press on nails.
Keep shoveling it on the pile, you know?
Do you ever get called Philip Lee, press on nails?
I don't think anyone ever called me that on purpose, but I think I did try to be called that sometimes. Like,
really?
Yeah. I thought it was kind of cool.
You thought it would be a good punk name?
Yeah. It actually is a pretty good punk name. For a bassist. Yeah.
Okay, instead we'll just call you General Philip Lee.
That one I like.
Genitally.
Yeah,
genitally.
Sure. Yeah, you can call me whatever I want, but I just won't like it.
Uh-huh.
No matter what it is.
All right.
Yeah.
No. Call you ass juice face.
Ass juice face is like ass juice face and Philip Lee press on nails. Yeah, it's about the same.
All right. They're both equally descriptive.
Yeah.
And
whoa.
True.
What? Oh. Harsh.
I'm sorry.
Stan Marsh.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hey, remember yesterday's show? Remember yesterday's show?
Yeah, yeah.
Back in them days?
Yeah.
I would have never said I was sorry.
No. No, there was just... there was, like, secret
I was
rage
all groggy. I was all groggy. No, yeah. I just, like, I don't know. I got, like, a really bad sleep, and I think I woke up in the middle of REM sleep, which just throws you off.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was just all groggy, and it was even... I'd been up for, like, a little while, too, and I just wasn't feeling right.
Huh.
But I did the show because that's what kind of a trooper I am.
Yep, it is true.
What kind of trooper are you?
I'm the kind of trooper that was working on that fucking video, like, every available second yesterday. And
so a super trooper, then.
Yeah. So that's why when it was, like, you know, time to switch gears, you know, I was apparently not ready to switch gears.
If everyone hasn't seen the video already, then you're lying because you have, because it's awesome.
Just about possibly anyone has.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's on your LJ.
It is. If you deem it,
it's on your LJ.
if you think it's good enough, you'll post it in the show. The thing.
Post it as an audio comment.
Well, that'd be weird.
That would not be very good at all.
You need the visuals.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
So we went to, what? I'm sorry.
You need the spinning Jägermeister.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I was expecting some to pour out, but not to.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks a lot. Really ruined the illusion.
For sure.
We went to, like, a dinner thing last night. Some of our friends had me and Ollie and Becca over for dinner, and it was like, Becca made this foodin' it up, I guess. She made this, like, I forget what it's called. It's like this Brazilian kind of stew kind of stuff. It's like beans and rice and pork and chorizo sausage and fucking, I don't know, so good. And then our friend Jim made some beef that was barbecued with shallots and parsley and garlic and some... It was this bright green rub all over it. It almost looked like pesto, wow. But it was a bunch of other stuff. I don't know what was in it, and that was super good. And, I don't know, some salads and stuff like that, and some nice fresh berries with Grand Marnier for, dessert there. And all kinds of booze, because those guys, man, they had this, like, fucking stacked liquor cabinet with all these things, that all these bottles that people had given them, and they were just like, let's get rid of some of this stuff. And, I had some of that, Tom McHenry's gin? No. What's that stuff called? Mix something or others? I can't even remember. But it's made out of cucumber?
What? Really?
Yeah, dude. It's called McHendrix. No, what's it called? Hendrickson's? Or Hendrickson's? Hendrix? Something like that. Anyway, it's like kind of an expensive bottle of gin, and yeah, it's made with, like, the main thing is cucumber, and they're on the bottle. They're like, it's not for everybody. You know, people who like this really like it, but you know.
Wow.
Watch out, it's pretty great. And it was excellent. And gin and tonic with that stuff and garnished with a slice of cucumber. Oh my god.
Can you taste the cucumbers in?
It definitely smells and tastes a lot different from regular, like, juniper style gin.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, it was super good.
Huh.
Yeah.
Right on.
So that was food and drinking it up.
Any idea what the Brazilian food dish, what it was called there?
No, I can't remember what it was called.
What if you just look up Brazilian stew right quick?
You
probably
want
the main
it?
Brazilian stew. Yeah, if I do it, then it'll go wark, wark, wark.
All right, you want to pause the show while I do this?
Let's eat this jelly bean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Feijoada? Feijoada? I don't know how to eat still on letters. And apparently, like I was saying, that, like, the, like, real super legit way to make it often has, like, pig snouts and ears and shit in it.
Whoa.
But it's kind of just like whatever kind of meats you want to put in, I guess, and black beans. Feijoada. Feijoada. I know. I don't know how to actually pronounce it.
That's okay.
That's what it is.
That's how it reads, right? Feijoada.
Feijoada.
There you
but
go.
I don't know if you pronounce the J or not. So, but anyway, that's what it was. It was fucking awesome. And there was a dude over at the dinner party who was a chef.
Yeah.
Like a professional chef, and he was all blown away by it. I was like, whoa, awesome. And he had never had anything like it before. What is this? Where does it come from? How can I steal this? No, I don't know. Yeah, it was fun. But, and then we played some croquet. I lost. It was kind of an adventure croquet course because there was some patio rocks kind of in the middle of the course and it made the balls roll. And so I didn't win. I'm still second place, tied for second on the big summer croquet leaderboard that we have going on. It was a summer tournament. And we also watched Heroes, which was pretty bad.
Do you have a team name?
Well, it's not really a team sport.
No.
No, it's an individual sport.
But you don't have... There's not, like, alliances right
now? I could maybe name my own. Dude, that would be kind of interesting, because croquet is a game where you could gang up on people.
Yeah.
Because croquet, as you know, you have to hit the ball through the hoops, right?
Yeah.
You know that part. The other part is when you touch someone else's ball, you either get a free hit on your own ball, or you get to whack the other person's ball. You put, like, your ball next to theirs, and you sort of do, like, a... cue ball type deal. You hit your ball into their ball and knock it way, way off if you can. So it's all, the second part of the game is about screwing other people over. And you can intentionally hit people just to knock them back and set them back and stuff. So if you had teams, you could all gang up on people who were ahead of you and try to take them out and stuff. So that's interesting. I'll look into that. Make team names. Battle croquet. Battle mode.
Sure.
Yeah, I love it. It's fun. Croquet is a game that was totally invented for drunk people to play.
No, right. Give the drunk people big hammers. When?
No. But seriously, because it's like, the rules are so easy.
Yeah.
It's like, and if you ever, like, forget whose turn it is and stuff, the little, like, end pegs have the color bands that go down, and that's the order that you hit in. So it's like blue goes first, then orange, then yellow, then whatever. And
oh,
so
cool.
If you're like, forget whose turn is it, you look at the thing, and you just look at the colors, and it's meant for drunk people, I'm sure.
Now, when, how much restraint? I mean, how do you... Because when it's your turn to, like, whack someone else's ball...
Yeah.
How do you hold back? How do you... you know?
Well, the thing is, if you go to... if you're too aggressive with it, you will probably hit your own ball too far. And you'll screw yourself over, so you don't want to be too crazy with it, because your ball might go... Right, so...
Okay.
Yeah, it's
yeah. All right, croquet. That sounds fun.
Yeah. I did croquet.
Yeah, that's what's that guy's name? Roxo.
Sure.
Well, this PS past recent, it's Spyro's by 100 episodes. Spectacular, everybody.
Not really.
Spectacular.
Look, we don't play favorites.
No.
Don't we?
Tom McHenry.
Oh. John Strymner.
That's right. Number one.
If you had to pick a guy to be on your croquet team, who would you pick, Tom McHenry or John Strymner?
Ooh. Well, I know that Tom doesn't like to hump.
He doesn't like to move?
He doesn't like to bend over in any capacity. Or sense,
I beg to differ.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Your differ begging has spoiled him on the world of bending over.
John Differ begging? What? It doesn't.
After back. There,
yeah.
No, but yeah, yeah, but it is it's the big 100th episode. But I was wondering, okay, back in the remember G.I. Joe?
You know, I was just about to say the G.I. Joe Awe Striker.
All right,
remember that little buggy?
Yeah, I do.
Little dude buggy with a big cannon on the top, the Awe Striker, AWE, all weather environment. I don't know, that's probably what it was. I used to love that fucking thing. It's so cool. That was such a great little vehicle, and the tires turned with the wheel and whatnot. Nice, good job, Hasbro.
I totally loved the little the Cobra four wheeler. Yeah,
Hasbro's before Hasbro's. the like crimson, the Tomax, the Tom McHenry and Xander Cook 4x4.
Yeah,
I had that too. That was rad.
I had two of them.
Nice. One for each?
Yeah.
And then did they use their zip lines after?
They just each held on to... Yeah.
Yeah.
It was they're their own sidecars. No, nice. But I was wondering... I was like, hey, what the... Mm-hmm. You know... You know the old G.I. Joe Miskals, you know?
Sure.
You know, the Miskals and bombs and such?
Yeah.
Why couldn't they, early on, develop a unified standard of missile package?
That is interesting.
Because that would have been...
Then you mix and match.
Yeah, and there was a lot of cases where that would have been fun, but it just wasn't... They wouldn't shove on.
No, that's true. Did you ever... Because the Sky Striker jet...
Yeah.
That had, like, one that was, like, a little bow tie-shaped peg.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, you know, the Arctic Cat or... No, Snow Cat with that thing. That thing with the ski pedos, which was, like, so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, let's put a torpedo on a snowboard.
Yeah.
And we'll shoot it at a guy, and it'll probably go in a straight line and hit him.
Right.
It's just going over jumps and stuff. No! Yeah. Yeah, no, those just had little pegs. Yeah, I don't know. They should have thought of that.
I wonder if they had a reason against it. I wonder if they...
Proprietary missileage?
Yeah, I wonder if they were like, no, we don't want them to have that much fun. They won't buy more toys. Or something, you know?
Yeah, they'll just use the ones they have and make new ones. No, can't do that.
Yeah, you think that's why there's no, like, in-house make-your-own-action-figure-kit?
I don't know.
I think that's just probably too many steps, too convoluted, not enough.
Do you think they could make one, and then when you pour the stuff in the mold, it's actually candy?
They must do that, right?
You know, like creepy crawlers or...
Right, right.
What's the other one?
But I mean, like, to make dudes, you know? Like,
make them out of meat?
Yeah.
Huh? What?
Oh, God.
I'm not gonna smell that.
Give you $5, Dad.
I bet it's just your fingers that smell like cucumber. I don't think it's the jelly bean. Let me see it. No, it's just reeks of your fingers right now.
when Spencer starts amassing a small fortune, when he saves up all his allowances and stuff, do you think he's going to dare you to do things and give you his allowance money?
Man, I don't know. He's already... His piggy bank is totally... Totally stuffed full right now.
Really?
Yeah, and we don't put any pennies in it either.
Nice.
So
what's
it's
he?
All bills and quarters and
what's he gonna buy?
My love.
No. Oh.
Yep. It's gonna run out. He's gonna have to re-up.
It's true. So, and her.
Yep. Interchangeable missiles. Make it happen, Mattel. Go back in time and take over Hasbro. Didn't they already do that? Is there only one toy company now?
I don't know. Yeah, Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
The Transforming Star Wars?
Yeah, man, that thing is a lot bigger than I was expecting. That Transforming Millennium Falcon turns into the...
Robot Chewbacca?
Han Solo and Chewbacca. It's a lot bigger than I was expecting.
Robaca.
It's huge.
Yeah, and ugly.
Yeah. Well, the ship looks good.
Yeah. So this is Star Wars action news.
No.
Spy vs. Spy action news?
Spy
vs. Spy action snooze.
Tom McJomry.
Oh.
Wow.
What else you got?
I don't know. But I bet I know a certain listener that just got humid at the prospect of Tom McJomry.
Uh-huh.
Is it muggy in here? Is it just me?
Yuck. Moist.
Yep. Yeah, that's another thing.
Hmm?
How comes it wise be sweating so much in that area?
What?
How comes it why I be sweating so much in that area?
You?
Yeah.
As a dude?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just dudes in general. Why? Why?
You need some deodorant for
who
that shit.
Who designed that?
Antiperspirant.
What's up with just all the, ribbons of blousy sack meat? Just, you know. Why?
You need to get, like, a little container to collect it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You think I need just, like, a ball chamois pouch thing I could zip tie around?
Wrap it in that miracle chamois thing.
Yeah.
You know the one that, like, you could wash a car and then you wring it out and it's dry?
Yeah.
Just make Gonch out of that. Gonch or Ginch or from underwear.
Yeah, all right. I'll do it. I mean, yeah. I'll get someone else to do it. By which I mean send in your questions, comments, and some of that to me.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So Brian, what's we should just touch on the cornerstones of our lives, man.
Really?
I think so.
I don't know what you mean.
I'm not sure I know what I mean. What do they normally do on an anniversary show? They just milk it, right? They're just like
what? So it's not really an anniversary though. It's a centenary, isn't it?
Yeah,
centennial.
It's not even chronology based. We
forgot that this is actually called the Spy vs. Spy Centipedus.
Doge.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we called it. We named it.
Yep.
Too bad we couldn't do anything good with it.
Weeks ago, we named it that.
We were thinking about doing a clip show or something, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So basically, we're not going to. Just go back and listen to the old shows and
just
remember fondly.
Go listen to them a minute at a time. Make your own clip show.
Yeah. Put it on shuffle.
I might make a clip show.
Let's make a Spy vs. Spy soundboard in Flash.
That would be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can make your own show. Go, hey, everybody. Okay.
That's right.
Yep.
And then whatever you always say.
I don't know.
You don't have, like, a defined thing. You're a very, omni-something kind of a something, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
You're always just you're not only flying by the seat of your pants, but it's from your bootstraps. You know, you're like hoist yourself up by your bootstraps and the seat of your pants, and so you're always off the cuff. It's your cuff, your seat pants, and your bootstraps. It's pretty much how you're rolling.
I'm not wearing any of those things right now.
Really? Well, that explains it.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, well, fuck, I don't know.
You want to agree?
I think we should just probably stop doing the show.
Well, you know, I mean, surely the thought has crossed everyone's mind.
Yeah.
But we can't stop doing the show.
You want us to go for 40 minutes? Oh. I didn't mean forever. Oh, shit.
Oh,
that's what you
dang.
Thought? Oh, I didn't know you
oh,
felt that
whack.
Way.
Phil, why would you say such a thing?
Why would you think that we should stop doing the show forever instead of just for today?
Yeah, but no matter what, no matter how hard it gets for us, no matter how...
Oh, and how hard it gets for you guys, from us.
How bleak and bleary did I say turgid this episode yet?
Not yet.
It seems like I always say turgid every day.
I don't even really know what that means.
I don't either. But, turgid.
Deturgid.
No matter how much deturgid we use, we should... I think we have to keep doing the show. We have to keep doing it because...
The sponsors.
Not only that, yeah.
We're following a sweet 10 cents an episode for saying Mossimo.
Whoa, we've been fucking up.
Yeah, no. Well, we were like 10 cents. Who fucking cares? But now...
Yeah.
You know.
What? Now that we realize that we can aggregate the 10 cents?
It's true.
Yeah. Buy some Fun Dip.
Yeah. From Under Dip.
Mm-hmm. They should make Fun Dip spray.
And just spray it onto the stick?
Onto your tongue.
Oh.
Powder.
Binaca?
Powder in a spray bottle. No, but it's
How
still gotta
work?
Be powder. I don't know. It's gonna have to be aerosol. Aerosol powder that you spray right onto your... Oh, man, you would choke.
They should make Parmesan cheese Fun Dip.
Yeah. With like a garlic stick. Kind of a thing, like a
sure garlic bread.
Yeah, garlic bread stick.
You lick it? You dip it in the parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
There's another one that maybe has onion powder. I don't know.
Yeah, and then one more that's just
spicy essence of emerald.
Bacos.
Yes.
Parmesan, spicy, and bacos. On a
Fucking write that up.
Okay. I don't have to. I just said it. We'll leave it to the you know.
Internet.
Wikipedians to
leave it to internet.
What? Yeah.
Internet.
Take it away, internet.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yep. Well, I guess we can mosey on down the lane.
The lame?
Yep. I think I'm gonna punch this up in post.
Yeah, I think we kind of have to. What else can we do, man? What can we do to really spice this fucker up?
tag, you're it.
Fuck you. Audio tag. Shit, I don't know.
Oh, it's okay.
What topics do we have?
I got a good idea.
G.I.
Joe missiles.
No. Check it out. I'm so smart.
Okay.
Wikipedia.org. Just gonna do some reference here. This is our episode 100 spectaculage. Here's what we're gonna do. You can cut this out. We're gonna revisit the topic list from episode 0A in lightning round. Okay?
Alright, hold on.
What are you doing? Eating stuff?
Yeah, I'm gonna save this and I'm gonna start a new file. Because we totally should have done this like fucking 20 minutes ago. Alright?
Alright.
Oh, Brian, that's a good idea. Shut up. Let's just stop right now.
Okay, let's go.
Bipedus.
Bipedus. Everybody.